When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello there, friend. Thank you for inviting me into your eardrums today. I hope all is well and tranquil with you. And if you are looking for some laughter, well, today we have plenty. This is episode number 511 of Smart Podcast Trashy Books. I'm Sarah Wendell, and today Amanda and I are doing something new and a little special. We received an email from Lisa in Shrewsbury. Hi, Lisa. Lisa sent us two contenders for Cover Snark, so we are doing Cover Snark Live. We're going to look at covers because, you know, podcasting is a very visual medium. We're going to look at covers and talk about them. You can check the show notes for a link to the covers. You can see them on the website, but tell us what you notice first. And a very special happy belated birthday to Lisa. Thank you for these covers. The Wild Thumbs and the Shifter Bonanza was the gift that you gave us. Thank you for emailing us. You know, if you want to email us covers, you can do that, right? You can email me bad jokes. You can email me funky covers. Sarah with an H at smartbitchestrashybooks.com or sbjpodcast@gmail.com. They end up in the same place and I love hearing from you. Thank you, as always, to Garlic Knitter for our nifty transcripts. And thank you to the Patreon community of this podcast, which makes sure that every episode has that transcript. You keep me going because seasons, I don't do seasons. I just keep going. On and on and on, thanks to you. So if you would like to support the show, have a look at patreon.com/smartbitches. Monthly pledges start at $1. If you buy a year, you get a discount. It's very nifty. But take a look at patreon.com/smartbitches. And hello and thank you again to the Patreon community. This episode is brought to you by my favorite shoes, Rothy's. If you are thinking about travel this summer or you have more social engagements on your calendar, I have the perfect shoes for you, Rothy's. Rothy's are the perfect shoes for commuting, socializing, and traveling. Everyone notices them. The most common question I get when I wear mine are, oh, are those Rothy's? Yes. Yes, they are. They work great with every outfit and there's a style for every situation. I wear the points when I want to dress up but stay comfortable. And I love the new driving moccasin. I have them in pink and I get loads of compliments whenever I wear them. When I'm traveling, I wear the flats or the lace-up sneakers because they're woven. So they stretch and they always feel really, really great. And when they get dirty, I toss them in the washing machine and they come out looking like new. I love these shoes a lot, not only because of how they look, but because of how long they last. Your new favorite shoes are waiting. Discover the versatile styles you can wear absolutely anywhere and get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/Sarah. That's rothys.com/Sarah for $20 off your first order. This episode is brought to you by Fuzzy, a telehealth service for pet parents that offers 24/7 access to personalized pet care from veterinary professionals. As you know, I have a feline audio assistant, Wilbur, and two elderly dogs, Buzz and Zeb. And if you have elderly pets, you know that their health can change very rapidly and sometimes in scary ways. From everyday questions to middle-of-the-night emergencies, Fuzzy has the answers pet parents need. Through live chat and virtual vet consultations available 24/7, Fuzzy can answer your pet questions, big and small, urgent and every day. I know with Zeb, who is probably about 14, I need to pay attention to his skin. He has old dog lumps and bumps, and while I know not to worry about some of them, having a veterinary professional available for my questions is a big relief. Fuzzy helps me help them enjoy their years with us. Right now, Fuzzy is offering our listeners a free 7-day trial membership. Go to yourfuzzy.com/Sarah today to sign up. That's a free 7-day trial and access to exclusive member discounts on pet meds, supplements, food, and more at yourfuzzy.com/Sarah. Again, yourfuzzy.com/Sarah for your free trial of Fuzzy with access to 24/7 personalized pet care and vet-recommended products. As I mentioned, I will have links to these covers and they will be included in the show notes at smartbitchestrashybooks.com/podcast. So, you know, fire up your little phone device and take a look with us at this awesome Cover Snark Live. I can see the dog barking on my waveform. Thanks, Buzz. So basically, it's a nice day and all my neighbors have their dogs out. We live in a cul-de-sac, mm-hmm. So they just sort of like have their own little private dog park. They're all big. They're all labs. They're all just like 80% goofball and they just chase each other around. And this just drives my dogs bananas. They do not love it. All right. So we have Cover Snark Live over the podcast.
Oh my goodness.
I will put
first time we're doing this.
I know. Let's see how it works. Okay. So this email is from Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa.
Hi, Sarah and Amanda. Longtime smart bitch, first time emailer here. My name is Lisa. I live in Shrewsbury, England, and I'm 51 in 4 days, and I'm a romance junkie. I want to thank you and the bitchery at large and my dogs for introducing me to some fantastic books over the last, must be nearly 3 years now. You helped me through the pandemic, listening to the podcast and reading some wonderful books. Jesus Christ, Buzz. I don't have a large circle of in the flesh friends, but listening to the podcast episodes, the ones with you and Amanda having fun, particularly, hello, make me feel like there are people out there that I connect with. And I really appreciate that. I am attaching a couple of contenders for Cover Snark.
Oh boy.
So she attaches two covers for Cover Snark. And I will share them with you in just a moment. And then Lisa said, I'm looking forward to the next 500 episodes. Lots of best wishes, Lisa. So I emailed back and I said, hey, can I use this email on a podcast? And Lisa replied, update. Oh my gosh, I would love to get a mention on the podcast. Hi, Lisa. I hope your birthday was awesome. Lisa. We're very pleased to be your friends. You could totally hang out with us. My birthday was a lot. She says, we were on day two of moving flat, luckily in the same block, but the stairs with my crates and crates and crates of books were killer. We were too knackered to cook, so got a pizza, and I'm planning to have steak and chips, fries, not crisps, on the Sunday.
That sounds delicious.
Steak and fries is one of my favorite dinners.
And pizza.
And pizza.
Either or.
And then the cooker in the new place wasn't working, so pizza again, because there's no such thing as too much pizza. We agree. We support this decision. I'm rereading Celia Lake's books. I found them through Catherine's review of Eclipse, and I will be forever grateful to her. I was so sad to hear the news of her death, and I know your many happy memories of her will be a blessing. Lots of love and hugs and scritches for Wilbur from Lisa. Hi, Lisa. We're so excited that you emailed us. This whole episode is just about you and the covers you sent me.
I want some steak now.
You want some?
I haven't had a good steak in a while.
I love a good steak. So Lisa sent us two covers.
I'm ready, Lisa.
We have a mildly bonkers one and then an absolutely off the chain, amazing bonkers one. So I will start with this one. The first cover is Tales of Fire and Embers. And you know, you look at it. So first of all, the two people on the cover they're having a bad day.
They look so upset. They look so over whatever they were doing in these catacombs.
Like, they're not happy to be here. They are not happy. But what Lisa drew my attention to was Tales of Fire and Embers. It's the hands. They make no sense. One of them doesn't have a thumb, just two weird index fingers. No wonder that they have a sad.
What is happening with that one hand up front? It's like a very long thumb. Like, what do you see? What it?
Yeah. Yeah. There's like a long thumb, or maybe it's two fingers and there is no thumb.
And then she has a uniboob.
Okay. I was just about to point out that she has one breast in the center of her chest.
One.
It's just the one.
Center.
And it is perfectly round. That's a
you
circle.
You could have shifted the title up so the entire thing is in that blank black negative space.
There's a lot of ceiling in the cover that doesn't make sense. But the hands, like the longer you stare at it, the more you notice like, whoa, wait a minute.
The way it's jointed reminds me of like articulated like puppet, like marionette hands.
Oh,
you know, like each... That's what it reminds me of, like wooden marionette.
And if you look at his hand in the background, so he's holding a sword down by his side. Yeah. His thumb is also preposterously long.
Very long thumb.
Like, what do you do with thumbs that long? Are you better at video games? Is this like when pianists have a really long wingspan for their fingers, they can reach more than an octave? If you have really big thumbs, are you like really fast on a Joy-Con or something?
It's so sad though. It's giving me like Mondays, am I right?
like you're
having the worst morning.
He looks annoyed and she just looks depressed. She just looks so sad. Fine, if I have to tell you my tales of fire and ember, I guess I can. Oh my God.
The uniboot, my eyes keep getting drawn to the single center
boob. It's right in the middle. It's like right on top of her sternum.
This single boob.
And there's no...
And the hair, like, floats around the boob, frames the boob.
So, I think the more I look at it, the more I'm like, wait a minute.
And then there's some weird coloration happening.
Yeah.
Around the neck boob area.
Yep. And he has some kind of a red mark right in the middle of his chest above his shirt, like where the shirt is open. Yeah, he's got a little, he needs a little cortisol.
How long have they been down in these tunnels?
They look so miserable. Like, it's like you showed up and they're like, we have been down here fighting big fucking spiders. And instead of letting us out, you want us to tell you our tale of fire and ember. Fine, I guess. Okay.
She's got good hair, though. They both have good hair.
Great hair. I mean, their hair is... For being in wherever dungeon they're in, and there's lots of cobwebs, their hair looks great.
Great hair.
The uniboob is a perky uniboob. A very perky round one.
Right in the middle.
Right. They're just right in the middle of her, like, stuck on. If you look closely, actually, one of the shadows gives you a hint of nipple dead center.
Oh, my God, it does.
Yeah, there's a hint of nipple. So as a cover... This is a very sneaky snark. Like, you're like, oh, okay, wait a minute.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of zooming in. Yeah. For sure.
this is one of those
fingers again.
Yeah, like, what's with the thumbs? Why are they long? Why is her boob in the middle of her chest? How are they so sad? What is going on? But this is one of those covers where you look at it, and then the longer you look at it, you're like, wow, don't look at this while you're high. You'll never look away.
Oh, no.
You'll never look away.
Certainly not.
No. So this is an excellent contender for cover snark. I agree, Lisa. Okay. Because you look at it at first glance, and it's like, oh, okay, wait. And then you look at it again, and you're like, thumbs?
You really have, No, you really have to blow it up and get in on all the details.
Yeah. Don't worry, these covers will be in the show notes. Yeah, okay. So that's a cover.
Okay.
All right, so that's cover number one. This is cover number two. So I will describe this without the specifics, you know, because podcasting is famously a very visual medium. There is a dude.
I'm sorry. I just realized that the the cover was named No Opposable Thumb, I Has a Sad.
Yes.
Dot JPEG. Sorry.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. No Opposable Thumb, I Has a Sad. Yep. Mm-hmm. Lisa is hilarious. All right. So this file called That Ain't No Bluebird, end quote, is really, really something.
Oh, God. Okay.
And it is exquisite. All right. So there's a dude.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a bit of a menagerie, so I'm going to send this to you, and I want you to describe it for everybody, okay?
Oh, God, okay.
Okay.
I do have to write all of the alt descriptions for the cover snarks that we do, and that...
Isn't that fun?
It's a wild time.
It is, yeah. Are you okay?
I don't know what I was expecting, but it certainly... was not this.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Let me set the scene.
All right. So
there's a shirtless man.
Yep. How many abs? I'm counting 9.
I feel like it's a safe bet. It's like how many jelly beans are in this jar?
Yeah.
Like how many
abs are on this guy?
Closest gets a $25 Applebee's gift card. He has a very severe haircut.
I bet his hair is very crispy.
It is, yeah.
It has to be crispy, right?
Prickly. Very crispy.
Like you put your hands in his hair and it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm assuming he's nude from the waist down, but it's being covered by like smoky, glowy water or just smoke.
Steam.
Something's happening.
Steam.
Something's happening below the crotch. Something magical.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
And then there's just lots of animals. So resting on his right forearm is maybe like a baby ocelot. Some kind of jungle cat. Just perched on his forearm.
Yep. Just sitting there. And his arms are out and flexed. Like he's got his hands in fists.
Like a power stance. Yeah.
Yes. And it's like halfway between abdominal flexion and T-pose.
Yes. He like got halfway up and he's like, no, this is good enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then as we make our way up the arm, on the shoulder is a platypus.
Which is not what you want because they have a very poisonous, like, I think it's a claw. They can poison you. It's very bad.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, maybe
yeah, they have poisons.
He's hallucinating from
they
the
have.
Poison, and that's the smoke. And then as we continue up the body, perched atop his very severe haircut.
Crispy.
It's a hedgehog.
It matches his hair.
A crispy animal for a crispy haircut.
Yep. And he's looking up at it like, is there a hedgehog on my head? What's happening up there?
Okay, see, I am interpreting him looking up at yet another animal on this cover. A bald eagle flying in from the full moon is behind the eagle.
Yeah.
Very strong imagery here. I thought he was looking up at the eagle.
No, maybe
the
you're right.
The eagle's talons are out.
You know, you may be right. He's like, don't you fucking touch my hedgehog. Don't you touch my hair hog. That's my hair hedgehog. My hair hog, you may not take it away.
Hog.
You do not take it.
And
airboat and the hair hog. That's the name of the
episode. If anyone's listening and thinks, wow, that's a lot of animals, surely.
But wait.
There can't be any more animals.
Oh, no,
right?
There can't.
Wrong. Wrong. And it's not probably, if you had to list animals that frequently show up on book covers, right?
And to recap,
bear,
here,
number one.
Right. Bears and
cougar.
Cougars,
like
panthers, big cats generally. Yep,
this
wolves.
Animal would probably not register in your top 10.
And to recap, we have an ocelot, a platypus, a hedgehog, and a bald eagle.
Yeah.
So what do you think is number 5 here?
So
if you had to
bring
guess.
Bring it up the rear.
Bring it up.
right now. That's not what she wants. Bring up the rear of
this Noah's Ark we have here.
I wouldn't advise this animal get behind you, but that's just me.
Is an elephant, my friends.
And it's just like, hey, how you doing? It's got its little trunk up.
Its little trunk is touching its little forehead.
And it's like, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
How you doing?
It appears to be emerging from a forest.
Yes, there under a full moon. But if you notice, on the right side of the top of the cover is a full moon. And on the left side is the sun shining through a forest. So we have some really interesting weather going on with all of these shifters.
And of course, let's not forget the weird smoky magic water.
Yes, there's weird smoky magic water dissolving his legs.
And the title looks like it's made out of metal.
Yes.
So there's glares coming across. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 letters are casting some shiny glare.
Yeah.
From I believe the moon those are called sun, we don't know.
Flares. And maybe it's Photoshop flare. I don't know. But it's called Shifters for a Cause, a shifter auction shared world collection. And I just looked at it. I don't see this on Amazon, so I don't know if it was a limited time only. It could have been a limited time only thing. I want to call your attention to the platypus.
Please do.
Okay. So one thing I have learned about having children is that you can often identify the age of someone's kids by the kids' popular culture with which the parent is most familiar. So
is this a Phineas and Ferb reference?
Yes, it is. That is a Phineas and Ferb reference we're going to have here, because I was at the end of peak original recipe Wiggles. The Wiggles have reinvented like Menudo, but I was the end of peak original recipe Wiggles and Phineas and Ferb. And then I see kids out now who are like really young, and there was Paw Patrol, and now there's a big, I think it's Bluey. Bluey is big now. I don't know who any
dog, right?
Yes. And I have no idea what any of these shows are. Like if my neighbors who have little kids tell me about television programming, I'm just like, what are you even talking about? So kids, when you raise children or you have young people in your life, you get very familiar with specific pieces of pop culture. Mm-hmm. So I, by virtue of having parented my kids through the heyday of Phineas and Ferb, know a lot about platypuses. But the thing about a platypus, so you know how in some shifter lore, there's cat shifters, and then even in human form, they have barbs on their dicks?
Yes.
You know, because cats have barbed penises?
Yes.
Okay, so platypuses have a poisonous spur claw. Like below one of its flippers in the back, they have a claw that has an absolutely awful, awful venom, and they have a poisonous spur. So I want to know, if a platypus shifter is in human form, do they have like wait a minute, maybe this is why those other people have extra long thumbs, because it's a poisonous spur. Maybe they're related. Amanda's giving me a very dubious look. I am confused about platypus shifters, and I am confused about hedgehog shifters, and I'm confused how all of these animals are hanging out and what this guy is doing.
So my brain.
All right. So tell me your theory here.
Well, not necessarily a theory, but like, I feel like we're both focusing on the platypus. And one thing that like I can't get out of my head is that the platypus walking around on this oily man's skin.
Right.
And just the sound of his webbed feet slapping against the skin. Like, you know, you hear like duck feet on a tile floor or something. I don't know why that image and sound is in my brain. But we are losing our minds.
Yep. This cover has just sent us right over the edge.
I feel like this is also one of those images where there's like a lot going on and you're like, tag yourself.
Yep,
like,
tag yourself.
Which one are you?
All right, Amanda, tag yourself. Which one are you? Are you Crispy Hat Hedgehog? Are you the hedge hat?
I'm not the hair hog. I think I am the suspicious ocelot.
You are the suspicious ocelot. The ocelot's ears are turned in such a way where it's like,
and its why eyes am I are on? Kind of like squinty. It's like,
right.
Like look, something is amiss.
Do I need to destroy whatever's in front of me? Why am I perched on this guy's arm? Is he holding onto my tail? Like there's a lot going on. And also the shifty, like, gooey, smoky stuff is partially covering the ocelot. So we can't necessarily see, like, is it claws into this guy's arm? Is it it's a very unconvincing Photoshop because none of these are lit from the same direction. They're all clearly put there without any shadow or blending. And so this ocelot is not perched on a guy's forearm. Like, unless this guy doesn't mind deep claw gouges, that cat's not staying put. No, not a chance.
But like, I also feel like the cat is the only one that looks like it's ready to get the fuck out of there. Like, the platypus seems pretty chill. Hedgehog seems fine. But both the eagle and elephant look like they're just showing up to the party.
Yeah, the elephant's trunk, it's like the human equivalent of having your wrist to your forehead, like, oh, this is all too much.
But they look like they're just making the entrance, whereas the ocelot's like, look, I've been here 10 minutes already. I'm done. I put in my time.
I gotta go. It's enough.
Yeah, you said the party started at 8. I was here at 7:58.
This has been enough. There's no chairs. I gotta go. There's no chairs.
There's no chairs.
I'm perched on this guy's arm.
I'm just sitting on a forearm. That wasn't in the invitation.
Yeah, I didn't know I'd have to bring my own chair. If you tell me to bring my own chair, I've got folding chairs, but nobody told me. So now I'm claws into this guy's wrist and that's my seat. That's not fun.
Yeah, so I would be, I think, like ocelot. The ocelot vibes. Show up early, leave early.
I think I would be the hedgehog only because the position of the little hedgehog's feet make it look like a cat that's making biscuits. And so the hedgehog is like, oh, yeah, this is some good crispy hair. Maybe this isn't.
It's like I'm settling in for the night. Yeah. And maybe I'm nesting. I'm
going to take a little nap in this guy's head. He's not going to mind. I'm just going to burrow into these little spiky hairs. Maybe he thinks it's another hedgehog. Maybe it's spiky enough that the hedgehog's like, oh, hey, baby. Wanna stroke my beard? And just making a little bit of a love nest with his little feeties.
Now, do we think this man is also a shifter, but hasn't shifted in his form yet?
Wait. If he's a shifter, is this like a menu? Is this like when you're playing Mario Kart and you get all of the bombs and all of the things and a little thing that spins around you as you drive and you have to choose which one you want while you're driving and trying to avoid little cars? Is this like a menu of shifter options?
What, you think
options?
He's going to blue shell the hedgehog? Just like toss it out of
it's going to blue cart? Shell the fuck out of that hedgehog. No, like, is this his menu? Like, he has to choose which shifter he is. Maybe he's all of these. Maybe he's all of these animals.
I'm into like a fuck menu? Like, which one he's going to have sex
Which one he's going to shift into? Not into, but like, which one he's going to transform into? Not like a fuck menu.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
No, we're not having, this isn't a fuck menu. Oh my God. Lisa, we are deeply thankful for this cover. I mean, I could go for hours looking at this. I mean, I love
imagine,
the thumbs.
Like going into like an Arby's and be like, I'd like to order from the secret fuck menu, please. Excuse me, ma'am.
So if this is his shifter menu, I mean, we could go with both directions here. If this is his shifter menu, he's trying to decide which animal he wants to shift into. And maybe they're all trying to like cozy up to him and convince him to join them. Like, no, man, you want to be a platypus.
Like which like pack to affiliate with.
Exactly. He is an open shifter and can shift in any direction. Which one will he join? So like the ocelot's like, look, I'm tense. I'm scary. I'm going to eat whatever's running around on the floor over there.
You know, like the ocelot's that like person who's like, I don't even want to be here anyway.
Yeah. Like, okay, I'm done now. The platypus is like, poisonous spurs, man. I'm about to stick it in your shoulder. Your trapezius is going to be in some pain in a minute. The hedgehog is like, ooh, crispy hair. I like you. The eagle is
friendly,
like,
for sure.
Yeah. The eagle, like the wings are out. The claws are out. It's looking fierce. It's like, look, bitch, you shift into an eagle. You can fly.
I think he's
going to
go
claws.
Eagle.
And the elephant is like, I'm huge. I'm big and huge. Can't fuck with me. I'm big and huge. And he's like looking up at the sky like, which one do I choose?
Such a tough choice.
I mean,
I think he's going to go Team Eagle.
You think he's going to go Team Eagle? He is looking at the eagle like, yeah, I know. That looks good. Either that or he's trying to figure out what's making a nest in his hair. I mean, he could be trying
That's
to figure
true.
Out.
He's like, I feel something, but I can't see it.
I told you the cicada story, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what's happening here, except instead of a cicada crawling up over his shoulder, it's a hedgehog in his hair, and he can't figure, and his hair is so stiff, he can't quite feel it.
Can you imagine, like, feeling something? You're like, what the fuck is crawling on me? And you look over, and it's a goddamn hedgehog.
I'd be like, ah, ooh, look cute. I've never seen one live. No, I have seen one live. I went to a hedgehog cafe in Japan. It was very cute.
What? I want to go there.
Hedgehog cafe was very cute. And the owl cafe was very cool.
Mm.
So I think you're right. I think he's going eagle. But if he was picking which shifter to have sex with, I'm not sure which way he would go. And I'm presuming that A, everyone is consenting, and B, the size and power differential would be mitigated by one of them turning into a human. That's what I'm going to go here for my own comfort.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. God, I hope so.
Yeah, right? But I think if he's choosing to transform into an eagle, the partner he will want to bone down with would be the ocelot.
You think so?
I think this guy looks like he would go for the person who is least interested in him. And that ocelot is like, your forearm is doing nothing for me and I want to go home now.
I feel like the ocelot's the most dangerous. I feel like that's a
yet another reason for him to go for, you know, ocelot time.
What is that whiskey? Suntory? It's Suntory time?
Suntory time? It's ocelot
time? It's ocelot time?
Lisa, these are excellent covers.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And I'm kind of bummed this book isn't offered anymore because now I want to know. Let me Google it. Maybe I'll just try one more time. Shifters for Claws.
There's no author on it, which makes me think it was like a big anthology or something.
Shifters for a Cause, A Shifter Auction, Shared World. It has a 4.4 rating on Goodreads.
Hmm.
Interesting. So
when did it come out?
Came out September 28th, 2021.
Oh.
It Takes a Village. Okay. Here's the cover copy. When 10-year-old Kevin.
Is this Kevin?
That's not a 10-year-old.
Is he Kevin?
That's
Kevin?
I'm not prepared for extremely muscular men who are 10 years. Like, what? All right, so I already have questions. It's only five or six words in. When 10-year-old Kevin comes down with uniform shifter's disease, a blood disorder that would eventually prevent him from shifting between his animal form and his human, one small town will band together and do whatever it takes to fight an insidious disease affecting the shifters who live among them. From wolves to dragons to possums and everything in between, the single shifters are going up for auction. I have some questions. Sold to the highest bidders for 24 hours, anything goes, and some might even find their fated mates. When times get tough, the tough get dates with sexy shifters, all for a good cause.
Okay, the cover copy makes it seem like this man is Kevin.
I'm very confused. So according to the reviews, each short story surrounds a different type of shifter. And there is a polar bear story, which people really tend to go with. But I am very confused as to what. All right. So
it's like a charity auction event. So they're, I guess they're raising money
to fight uniform shifters disease.
Yeah. For Kevin.
For Kevin. And this isn't Kevin. I really hope this isn't Kevin on the cover.
It's like a bachelor auction, right? Right. And you like bid on the eligible bachelors and you go on a date where, quote unquote, anything goes. And maybe you'll get lucky and your date will be your fated mate. Great.
First of all, I feel like assigning an auction monetary value to different shifters is just going to cause a lot of hurt feelings. And I want to head that off. Like, I don't want the shifter to feel bad.
I feel like an auction scenario
is going to cause a lot of hurt feelings. I mean, if you are a dragon, you've got this in the bag. Whereas the platypus and the hedgehog shifters, like that's maybe a bit not. That's a bit of a hard sell. There is apparently wolves to dragons to possums. Possums.
I love a little trash goblin, for
right?
Sure.
But like in terms of auction, like you're going to auction for 24 hours of anything goes, and maybe this is your fated mate.
Maybe you just have to hope that their human form is very attractive, and you're like, oh, and he can also transform into a possum, which is like a cool party trick. But like,
you'd never have to take out the trash.
Ooh, like you can just eat the trash,
right?
For sure,
for sure. Dragons would be a bit difficult. Dragons would be a bit of a challenge. Wolves, okay. Ocelots, fine. Hedgehogs, great. Eagles, that would be a challenge to keep in the house. I have to presume that a bird shifter has sphincter control in the house. That I have to presume is a carryover from the human side. They're not just pooping everywhere.
Listen, I haven't read a shifter book in a while, especially not a bird shifter.
Wow.
But birds have cloacas. That's all-purpose hole.
That's true. They do have a cloaca. Ooh, good point. Good point. Well, I'm presuming they have sphincter control and they don't just poop whenever they want. That's my thing. And then the elephant.
But also,
like,
is this Kevin? I'm the only person mentioned in the description.
What you're saying is
a 10-year-old named Kevin with uniform shifter's disease.
So what you're saying here is we need to talk about Kevin.
We need to talk about Kevin.
I don't
especially,
think this is
like, does uniform shifter's disease make you look
like a muscular 20-year-old? Like a muscular 20-something?
Nine abs?
I don't know. My guess is, here's my interpretation of the cover by I think. So all of the shifters are all the animals, and this person is bidding on their 24 hours if anything goes, which is why they're looking at the eagle so curiously.
Oh, so he's one of the bidders.
He's one. This is my theory, is that that's one of the bidders. Okay. That's not Kevin. Like,
what am I going to go for?
It's not Kevin.
God, I hope it's not Kevin. But wait, Kevin's disorder prevents him from shifting between his animal and human forms.
Right, and it doesn't
maybe
say
he's
what
one of
his
the
form.
Animals on the cover. Maybe he's stuck. Maybe he's the hedgehog.
And maybe this guy is like, Kevin? Kevin, is that you? Are you Kevin? Kevin.
We're trying to find Kevin.
Stomp your foot if you're Kevin.
It's like Home Alone, where they can't find Kevin at the airport. They're like, give this to Kevin. Give this to Kevin. They're like, Kevin's not here.
Kevin's not here. I can't help you with this. Oh my gosh. And any minute now, Catherine O'Hara is going to sit up in an airline seat and go, Kevin!
So maybe one of the animals is Kevin.
Oh my gosh, maybe one of the animals is Kevin and they're
stuck.
Trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
We're going on a real journey here.
I'm wondering what the anthology is. Is the anthology just about the charity auction in the world, or was the anthology also raising money for a cause?
That's what I'm also curious about.
I am looking quickly through the reviews and I don't see any specific. Like
yeah.
this
there aren't any other editions either.
Yeah, I'm guessing this was just the one. Auction off shifters from possums to dragons.
Wowie.
Yeah. This was a gift. Lisa, this was a gift. I mean, it's your birthday, but you gave us a present.
You gave us Kevin.
You gave us Kevin, or maybe Kevin, maybe that's the mystery of this cover. Which one of these individuals is Kevin?
which it's the hedgehog. It's got to be the hedgehog.
You think Kevin is the hedgehog and that's why he's 100%.
Looking
up? 100%. So Kevin is the hedgehog and this is a dude who is looking up at Kevin like, Kevin, at last I found you.
Kevin, we got you.
Yeah,
Don't worry, bud.
We're going to auction off all these animals for some fun and sexy times, all consensual and happy, and we're going to raise money and we're not going to invest too much in the monetary assignation of value.
Like, yeah. You're putting on a sex auction to raise money for a 10-year-old's shifter disorder.
I almost just spit water all over my desk. Yes, that is apparently what's happening.
Did they have other ideas? Are they just like Nick's like bake sale? No. Nah. Let's not bother. Like
donation of craft service? No.
Fun run?
No.
No.
Turkey trot?
Sex auction?
Nope.
Ding.
Nope.
Perfect.
Nope. There's no turkey trot here. We're going with sex auction. And
there is a turkey trot.
Yeah.
Just not that.
Not that. Not like with running. Right. And I mean, imagine explaining this to Kevin, who's like, oh, wow, there's going to be an auction. Can I go? No.
Are you going to have sports memorabilia? Can I bid on stuff? Like,
is it going to be a silent auction? Not afterward. Not really.
Unless they're into that.
Yeah. Unless there's, you know, some
anything
gagging.
Goes.
Anything
Even goes. Silence.
Yeah. Oh, boy. So Kevin is probably aware that there's a charity auction.
Just not.
But he can't go because it's a sex auction. Oh, my God.
Jesus.
I admire the fulsomeness of this concept. I mean, go big or go home, right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Go big or go home. Get the elephant.
Can you imagine?
Go big or go elephant.
Go big or go elephant. Right. Yeah, for sure. I mean,
yeah.
Honestly, this is very fascinating to me that this is absolutely obviously a cover where you're like, okay, hang on a second. But yet we could still look and pick out details of both of these covers for like 45 minutes.
Oh, yes. 100%.
I think what we need to do also, I think we need to put these covers in the Cover Snark channel and let the other reviewers have a look and not explain to them the concept. Like, wait.
I will say the first cover needs more Kevin.
That's the title of the entry, isn't it? Cover Snark needs more Kevin.
Needs more Kevin.
Maybe that's why they're so unhappy. They haven't had a shifter sex auction and there's no Kevin.
We weren't invited to the shifter sex auction.
No wonder they're so glum. I mean,
had a Kevin, but they lost him in the catacombs.
I mean, the guy can shift into a sword and the mopey woman can shift into a boob and like they weren't invited.
Just a single boob.
That's just not fair. How unfortunate to be excluded like that. I mean, you don't want to leave people out of your...
Well, maybe they would have gotten an invite, but they were trapped in this dungeon.
Right. And nobody came to rescue them. Nobody came to rescue them. That's very sad.
They were too busy planning this auction for Kevin that they forgot about David and Brittany in the dungeons.
David and Brittany! David and Brittany. Oh, Jesus. What a gift. We definitely have to do this again sometime.
Oh, yeah. This is fun.
So what's next on your list of things to look forward to?
Oh, my God. Well, my birthday's coming up.
I know.
My birthday's coming up. I've already gotten some birthday taxidermy, which has been nice. I got a cute little tawny colored bat. I named him Colin.
After the energy vampire in What We Do in the Shadows.
Yeah.
That's adorable. Oh, are you going to watch Our Flag Means Death?
Yes.
We started it and I was like, hey, younger child, this show's about gay pirates. And he's like, I'm interested. And it has Taika Waititi. He's like, I'm joining you.
Yeah. I think that might be what my next date is on Wednesday. We might just have a chill night and start watching Our Flag Means Death.
I love this plan. What a good plan.
Yes. Yeah, I do plan to watch it. I've heard nothing but good things. Twitter's been loving it.
Oh, yeah. The gift sets are fire.
Yeah, so I do plan to watch that. But yeah, in terms of my things to look forward to, my birthday, I'd like to, for my April thing I'll do for myself, I think I'm going to try to schedule a massage at some point.
Good plan.
I'm just trying to get through this busy dang week and then figure it out.
Yep.
So.
Well, I can tell you this weekend, we watched Death on the Nile.
Yes, that's right.
And I can, okay. I very much enjoy the schadenfreude of this film having hired all of these dreadfully problematic people who then became so fucking problematic that they couldn't go out to promote the movie because no one wanted anyone to talk to them about their problematic things. I mean, it's just a collection of problematic people, and therefore the promotion was super weird, plus pandemic delays. It is so pretty and it is so dippy. Like it is both gorgeous and boring, and it's quite a masterpiece of gorgeous, gorgeous and boring. You know how I insist that good and bad are not a line; they're a quadrant.
Yeah.
You have good and bad, and you have enjoyable and not enjoyable. And this is bad and pretty enjoyable. Like Adam was like, "That was fine for me to have on while I played Scrabble and finished my dinner." And I was like, "That is exactly what this movie is for. Have it on, be like, oh, that's a pretty shot. Oh, that's a nice dress. Okay, I don't care about any of these people. Moving on."
Moving on.
Yeah. Well, thank you for podcasting with me today.
Thank you for having me.
It is always so fun.
And that brings us to the end of this week's episode. But wait, there's more. If you go to the website, you know there's a website that goes with the podcast, right? You have to know that. If you go to smartbitchestrashybooks.com, we ask the rest of the reviewing team to take a look at these covers and tell us what they think. These covers are a gift. Especially the shifter one. It keeps on giving. We'd love to hear what you think. We'd love to hear what you think of this episode. So, you know, head over to the show notes, take a look, look at the cover snark. Join us. We're having a good time today and we'd love for you to be a part of it. Thank you again and happy belated birthday to Lisa for sending me these covers. I would love to know if you enjoyed this episode. We're trying new things. I would love to know if you enjoyed this. Let me know in the comments. You can email me at sbjpodcast@gmail.com or sarah@smartbitchestrashybooks.com. It all ends up in the same place. It's fun to try different things, but I would really love to know if you laughed along with us today. And it's always lovely to hear from you. I also want to say hello and thank you to everybody who emailed me after episode 509, where Amanda and I were playing recommend books to each other. And then I played her my son's trombone solo in a moment of great parental indulgence. So many of you let me know how much you enjoyed that episode where we hang out and chat. So never fear, there will be more of them. But also, thank you to everybody who emailed me to say how impressed they were. It meant a lot to have you all reach out and tell me how much you enjoyed it. And thank you also for all of the recommendations of schools he might look out. That is very helpful. As always, I end with an absolutely dreadful joke. This week is no different. Are you ready? Okay. Why does Dracula always bite people in the neck? Give up? Why does Dracula always bite people in the neck? Because he's a necromancer.
Necromancer. That joke is from Typhan on Reddit. Thank you. Necromancer.
On behalf of everyone here, we wish you the very best of reading. Have a wonderful weekend, and we will see you back here next week. Smart Podcast Trashy Books is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. You can find more outstanding podcasts to subscribe to at frolic.media/podcasts.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details. If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers.
With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.